Digital health is a range of services and applications which take healthcare off paper and onto computers, smartphones, the cloud and online. Without it, the current healthcare system is severely limited in its capacity, not to mention you and me finding the information we need to make important decisions about our health and well-being. Last week, the Council of Australian Governments, COAG, health ministers endorsed the Australian Digital Health Agency's National Digital Health Strategy. It's the result of extensive consultation with consumers, clinicians and others involved in the healthcare system and promises health information anywhere, anytime, securely, including prescriptions and medicines and more. Trouble is that a lot of doctors are still sceptics, so there's a lot of work to be done to implement the plans. Tim Kelsey is CEO of the Digital Health Agency, and he's in the studio with me now. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you very much, Norman.
So where are we now before we start on this strategy?
Well, I always like just to remind ourselves that Australia has one of the world's best healthcare systems on pretty much any measure you can find. And what happened last Friday was that the governments of Australia recognised, I think very importantly, that those outcomes can be improved through better use of the kinds of digital technologies that are ubiquitous in the rest of our lives. I mean, mobile phones, we are booking our travel, we are organising our financial affairs using the internet and so on. And really, it's the application of those existing technologies to the problem of paper-based healthcare that has been the preoccupation of governments of Australia.
So how far away are we? What sort of problems are there now and how far away are we from that?
Yeah, so the evidence at the moment is that broadly 2 to 3% of every hospital admission in Australia is caused by a medication error of a sort that can generally be avoided if clinicians were able to share information digitally about the nature of a person's medicines. Another good example is that the evidence that we've looked at says that roughly 10% of GPs waste time every day searching for records through piles of paper that would otherwise be immediately available to them in digital formats. But perhaps in a sense, the most telling factor which has determined this commitment to making the most of digital services in Australian healthcare is that, broadly put, 230,000 medication errors take place each year. And currently speaking, more people die from medication error in Australia than from road traffic accidents.
And there's also unnecessary pathology tests done because you don't know what's been done before.
Yeah, so 14%, we think, 14% of pathology tests are duplicated as a result of doctors not having access to prior results and therefore organising new ones.
Now, we're supposed to have an electronic health record, patient control. Current government's called it My Health Record. How many people have one at the moment?
Yeah, so My Health Record is, as you say, a mobile record.
And it's supposed to solve some of these problems.
Indeed, and in fact it will. So My Health Record is an absolutely fundamental part of the strategy that the ministers agreed on Friday. Currently, 5 million people have a My Health Record, and it's becoming increasingly used by clinicians in mainstream clinical practice. However, in May, the federal government confirmed that it would move the system from one of voluntary opt-in to one of opt-out from the end of 2018.
So you're in unless you object?
You're in unless you object.
So everybody's going to be in apart from a small, presumably a small. Yeah. So just on that 5 million, how many actually have meaningful data in their health record? Because it requires your general practitioner to upload data into it, your health summary into it.
Yeah, so every GP in Australia has the capability to upload what's called a shared health summary into My Health Record. And many of them are now uploading those records. I think one of the points we'll get to as we talk about sort of clinical skepticism, as you mentioned at the beginning about some of these things, is that My Health Record doesn't have as much clinical value as most doctors would want at the moment.
Because they want medicines, they want pathology
Correct.
Tests, they want discharge summaries,
the lot. But we've recently announced a series of new arrangements with the pathology industry, the radiology industry, to make sure that those kinds of content will in future be available in My Health Record. So we should look to a point by the end of 2018, certainly sooner than that, when clinicians, their patients will be able to access a pretty much full history of a person's pathology, of their radiology, of their community dispense prescriptions, solving many of the issues that I mentioned earlier in relation to medication error and pathology.
Now, there's something here in this that took me aback. One is high quality data with a commonly understood meaning that could be used with confidence, one of the themes in your strategy.
Yes.
So this is what's called, you know, interoperability. Yeah. It's, you know, when somebody says you've got the cold, it's a cold.
Yeah.
We've been working on this health record for ages, a long, long time, with a lot of money.
Yeah.
I thought we'd solve that problem of common language. Why have you got to revisit it?
So there are kind of two levels on which this works. Let's be absolutely clear. The MyHealth record with 5 million registered users is already the largest single mobile record in any country in the world and is making great strides towards real clinical utility. Just to pause for a second, when the announcement was made in May to support migration of the scheme to a national opt-out basis, very strongly supported by the AMA, the RSGP and others, because the evidence is absolutely clear that comprehensive availability of such a record in conditions like an emergency and frankly, managing people's chronic illness is a very important component. What MyHealth record, though, doesn't solve is the ability of all items of information to flow seamlessly across boundaries between different care providers, between across jurisdictional lines. And that's where interoperability becomes very important. So that's much more the sharing of data from the hospital record databases with those in general practice and so on, in a way that MyHealth record is intended to summarise, but not fully.
Now, people listening to this will be gobsmacked to hear that the technology that is at the foundation of the Australian healthcare system is the fax machine.
Afraid so.
Why?
Look,
it's not because
just
people are Luddites. This is not because they would love to use email. We have yet to actually develop secure email here. It sounds like something that's utterly basic. Why not?
Yes. So one of the other big call-outs in the strategy is what we call secure messaging, which has been demanded.
Which is what every patient wants, because they don't want their information going everywhere.
Well, I recently went to see a general practitioner in Ballarat in Victoria, and he showed me a pile of paper that was several reams tall, I mean probably 2 foot tall, that was one patient's record, obviously with some complex illness, which he was going to have to go through that night in order to define the salient points for his clinical treatment. The paper-based health system is one which every doctor that I've met finds very, very complex. And secure messaging, the idea of nothing more complex, as you say, than a national email address book that will allow clinicians
to speak to. So why haven't we got it?
I think it's been a complex.
We've paid Health Direct a lot of money to actually develop a national directory of doctors and clinicians.
Yes, and that
can we use that?
Well, that provides an excellent service, and we work very closely with Health Direct. I think the issue is to be honest, one where, without getting into all the weeds of why things haven't happened in the past, what we're calling out in this strategy is what needs to happen right now with urgency today and in the future.
And just finally, Tim Kelsey, it's fine having a strategy on paper. What's the implementation plan? How do you get it going?
So now we've had agreement from governments to support the 5-year program. What we will now be doing is developing very closely with colleagues in industry, medicine, in the community at large, very detailed implementation plans for successful implementation of the strategy. I'd really like to say this to your listeners, because I can imagine people frankly yawning at the idea of another strategy being published, and the long history of technology and healthcare, not just in Australia, around the world, has been littered with strategies. I want to reassure people that this is going to be about delivery, and people should hold me, the agency, to account for delivering actual real benefit. The delivery, for example, of the end of the fax machine would be one example.
Well, we look forward to it. And we'll crack a bottle of champagne in the studio if we can find the last fax machine to go. Tim Kelsey, thanks for joining us. We'll have you back to talk about progress.
Thanks,
Tim Kelsey is the CEO of the Australian Digital Health Agency. And we'll have a link to the strategy on the Health Report's website.